Hulk, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you today?
We're good. You looked like $1 million this weekend at the Hall of Fame thing, man. You looked great.
Yeah, brother. I just had that tuxedo made. I was all excited to put it on.
Well, you did a great job. What a moving tribute to the Macho Man, too. You did such a fantastic job. Was that hard for you?
It was tough, brother, because, you know, Randy and I were closer than brothers. You know, we were together every single day for about 15 years. He lived right down the beach from me. We traveled together. We wrestled. We did everything together. Then we had a falling out for a few years, and we got back together. And we were hanging out for a couple months, and everything was great. Everything was just like it used to be. And out of nowhere, he passed away. So the Hall of Fame was really, really a tough one, you know. I got through it. And then when I brought his brother, Lanny Poffo, out, when I went off the stage, I started listening to Lanny's speech, and I totally broke down, and it was a tough night.
What was the hardest part for you to deliver that Hall of Fame speech about the Macho Man?
Well, the toughest part was that he should still be here with us. I mean, him and I were very, very close to the same age, and he had a heart attack when he was driving his car. And there was so much life, and there's so much energy in Randy. And, you know, the tough part was I had been at a heart doctor. I was going on my 8th or 9th back surgery, and I had a problem with the EKG. And Randy was there with his mom, and she was having some issues. And after he passed away, I went back to the same doctor again to get checked again. And the doctor said if Randy would have just stayed a few minutes longer, they wanted to check him out. He was so worried about his mom. He left early, and they could have checked Randy out, and the doctor said he could have found the problem. But, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know. It was just the whole thing was tough on me.
What was the turning point, Hulkster, mending the fences again with Randy?
There really wasn't a turning point. We accidentally ran into each other, and he had a big smile on his face, and he had gained his weight back, and he had a wedding ring on, and he was the old Randy again, the Randy that I knew, happy and smiling, and we told each other we loved each other and we forgave each other, and it was that easy.
What was the scrap about?
I really don't know. I know we were together every single day, and he was so madly in love with his first wife, Miss Elizabeth, that when she divorced him, it just hurt him so bad, it changed him. I'm really not sure what the scrap was all about. I know my wife and Elizabeth were really close, so I'm not really sure what the inside scoop was all the way around. I know he was just hurt so bad, you know, it changed.
Hulk Hogan, our guest, Hulk, WrestleMania this last weekend, it was quite the spectacle. Did you ever think when you first started in WWE, first started to put on WrestleMania, you know, I go back to my first WrestleMania, the Pontiac Silverdome. Did you ever think it would become the spectacle and the event that it actually has become, or what you saw over the weekend?
Well, you know, things have kind of like multiplied times a million. When we first started WrestleMania, we were building the WrestleMania house one brick at a time. Now all of a sudden you got social media, you got so many different vehicles to launch, promote, to make an awareness happen, that it's become this juggernaut, this international phenom. You know, I mean, it's kind of like the Super Bowl is now there. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Our WrestleMania is bigger than Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? So the Super Bowl is actually like their WrestleMania. It's just so big now. People don't realize that every single week, wrestling is in every foreign country. It's not just once a year like the Super Bowl. WrestleMania is the crescendo, but our WWE universe is so big, I would have never dreamed back in the day when we were hawking our cars and putting our houses up, you know, and hawking everything we had to make the first one happen, that it would turn into this.
Is that what you did? Did you have to actually put, like, remortgage some stuff and sell some things?
No, not me. I meant Vince. That's what Vince did.
Did he really?
Yeah, he bet the farm on it, man.
Wow, what an investment.
Smart man, brother. He had a vision.
Hulkster, you had two legendary matches here at the WrestleManias in Toronto way back in 1990 against the Ultimate Warrior, and then you wrestled The Rock here as well. Which one was your favorite out of the ones in Toronto?
Well, to tell you the truth, brother, Toronto is my favorite city. I just can't win a match there. I'm having a real... You know, I take that back. I did win a match at the CNE Center in front of about 70,000 people. But you know, I think my favorite match of all time had to be the one in WrestleMania 18 in the Sky Dome against The Rock. I was the ultimate bad guy. I'd done every evil thing you could possibly do. And when I went out in the ring and the pythons hit the ring, brother, they booed The Rock out of the building.
Are you going to wrestle again, do you think? How's your body?
Well, my body's great, brother. You know, I'm pretty much back together. I'm really healthy now, and we're already promoting. We've got tickets on sale for WrestleMania next year, which is going to be in the AT&T Center in Dallas. But 94,000 people, the indoor attendance record that I have from the Pontiac Silverdome, the WWE is going to try to break that next year and put over 100,000 in that Dallas stadium there, and I want to be on the card wrestling.
Oh, dude, well, that would... that would make all the little Hulkamaniacs that are now 40 and 50 like us real happy, dude. We appreciate your time. Thank you so much for doing this, Hulk.
Thank you, Toronto. I love you guys.
Talk to you soon.